Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A little past five here in Atlanta on a Tuesday. Salmon Wilcox joins us now. Salmon, welcome. Nice to see you on the program. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
My pleasure. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank
you. It's a little bit of a different game with the Rams here. It feels a little weird with the whole Ram franchise and McVay, because it's like, to me anyway, it's like someone I don't know a lot about in him. If the Chiefs were here, it would have been a whole new world.
That's right.
A whole new feeling. Almost. I feel bad for Andy. I really do.
Yeah.
How about D-Ford and line up the new
I know. Tom Brady is a D-Ford offsides away from having thrown three picks in an AFC title game. Our conversation today would be totally edgy, different.
I don't think he thinks he's played that well. Yeah. I think in his mind he didn't play that. First pick was horrific.
It was horrible.
Horrible, yeah.
And he almost ended the game.
Yeah.
In overtime,
You buy what Andy, I asked Pereira. I had Pereira on. And I said, Mike, Andy's big point was, hey, how about, hey, get back, get back, get back. He says, Mike, he's 3 inches offside. I tell him, get back. He said, he's 2.5 feet offside. I got to call it.
Wow.
He said, Dee Ford was offside by the whole length of his body. He was offside.
Now, he was. But I'm going to share something with you. Next time you take a look at it, look at the offensive tackle for the Patriots. You know their helmet is supposed to at least split the number of the guard, the guy they're next to. He was lined up in the backfield.
Right.
And I think D kept cheating forward. Now, there's no excuse for being offside. It's like pulling the pin on your own hand grenade. It's like you hurt your team.
Especially playing the year he had. He had a great year.
Absolutely.
I mean,
but this one, he's going to be remembered for this
It's a killer. It's so hard. And, they wipe out the defensive staff. Bob Sutton's a good man. I know Bob Sutton for years. But someone had to be the scapegoat. They lose the game. And think about it. How about the Pats coming in here? Haven't given up 31 second half points.
I know.
24 in the fourth quarter. They got torn apart in that game.
Arguably, Mike, the best player in that game, the best quarterback in that game, is not playing in the Super Bowl.
He was unstoppable. Once they calmed him down,
Once
Andy got it figured out,
he was unstoppable.
They couldn't stop.
It was the same way earlier in the season in the second half of the game.
Andy's one of those play calls where once he gets it figured out, you can't stop him.
That's exactly right.
You can't catch up to him.
Exactly.
Andy had them on a run. They even admitted the Pats that if they didn't win the coin toss, they don't think they're
here. There you go.
They couldn't stop them. They were out of gas.
That's right.
They were out of gas.
That's right. 100%.
Patrick Mahomes is
the best quarterback in our league.
And he missed a couple of easy ones for him in the first half. He missed a couple of walk-in. He had Hill for a walk-in.
He sure did.
He had the back for a walk-in on a wheel route. He had him wide open.
I remember thinking, they're going to want that one back. They're going to want it back. But he settled down.
He did.
For a younger player playing in that big of a game.
Made some great throws.
But now we have to ask ourselves, Jared Goff is a young player.
He played well.
Playing in this big, but in this game.
I thought he made some throws, though. I was surprised.
He did.
He was a little – I thought he was more nervous in the Cowboy game.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's funny. At the end of the Cowboy game, he had a chance on some throws where he didn't pull the trigger.
And then in this game,
he got a little bolder. I think when he got behind 13-0, he said, what the heck, let me go.
Todd Gurley's out. Right. Because normally you see him and the offense leaning on Todd Gurley. If Todd Gurley's not going, this offense doesn't go. But you're right, against the Saints.
That throw he made to get the game 13-10, that big throw before the half that got it down there where they scored the touchdown, that was a great throw.
It was a great throw. It was a great throw.
And he
grew up before our eyes in that NFC title game.
And he was 8-for-10 on play action.
And he
threw those deep balls well. And this week he's going to have to throw those deep crosses.
Yes, he does.
Pats, they're not good against speed. You know that.
And I'll share this with you. I think the passing game for the Rams is predicated on these play action.
That's why
the run game has to click for the offense to click.
Play action and take big chunks.
There you go.
Big chunks.
Because
off
the defense declares, you don't have to read a defense on play action because people are biting and everything opens up. And that's why for Sean McVay, it's really about the running game. The offense goes through the run game. If you go back and look at his career, and I'm talking Sean McVay, he grew up in Washington under Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. And what do? What did they do with Alfred Morris? What did they do with – what did he do with Terrell Davis?
Play action.
Everything's play
action. And not only that, Belichick once told – and I don't have a relationship with Belichick, but I tell you this. Belichick and Parcells told me years ago the hardest guy was Mike Shanahan.
There's
to
no
ever
doubt.
Call a defensive game against was Mike Shanahan by far.
I called so many of his games, Mike. I've seen him, okay, run it on 3rd and 10 and then throw it on 3rd and 1. Okay.
That's right.
Now, you know, now back then, you could just write it down. 3rd and 1,
I remember they told me that. They said, you know who's the toughest guy to
it.
Play defense against in this league? I said, who? They said, Mike Shanahan, not even close.
That's where Sean McVay.
He said he learned a lot from Shanahan.
There's no doubt. From both Shanahan.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan goes to Atlanta, and he makes Matt Ryan an MVP.
Yep.
And who did he have running the ball? Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, take chunks down the field of Julio Jones. The Falcons had one of the great offenses this league has seen under Kyle Shanahan.
Hey, let me tell you, that franchise still hasn't gotten over that 28-3 game.
There's no doubt.
They're 18-16 since, and that was a punch that they'll never get over.
You know
that game was over so many times.
You know how wins have consequences? People go on to become historic figures. Losses have consequences,
no
too.
No question.
And that one you just described.
28-3? This
there
town hasn't gotten over that
They
game.
Have not gotten over it.
That's absolutely true.
That would be hard to get over.
I agree. That game's over. And when Julio Jones, forget it how many times they could have ended it, the fourth down plays, everything else. When Julio Jones goes and makes that great catch on the sideline. Mm. Belichick throws his clipboard. He knows the game's over.
He knows it's over.
And instead, what do? They go and throw the ball.
They don't run it. They don't run it.
They get sacked. They get sacked.
They don't run it. Hey, closing out games are important now.
Well, tell me this. Why
they
did
know
Sean,
how to close it.
Now, here's what. I talked to a couple. I didn't talk to Sean yet, but I talked to a couple of coaches on the staff, and I said, why did you throw it on first down? And they said, it's like a run for us. He just missed the throw. It's an RPO. It's like a run.
That's
right. He hit him in the foot with the ball.
That's
usually deadly accurate.
That's right.
He hit him in the foot with the ball.
That's right. That's what this game has become now. We see a team throw a ball, and we say, why don't they run
it? He said it was all wide open.
A lot of these passes are like runs.
That's it. They said we had him wide open. He was going to run it into the end zone.
And that's all you're trying to do is get the ball to the open guy so he can run. And
he threw it and hit him in the foot. Breeze wasn't great.
Breeze was not great.
He missed a skinny post to start the game to Ted Ginn.
He missed
one in the third quarter.
Yeah,
when do you ever see him underthrow skinny posts for touchdowns?
This is the most accurate quarterback in the history of our game.
No question. He was not good in these playoffs. He was not good since the Cowboys roughed him up that night.
I agree.
I don't know if he played hurt or what, but he was not the same.
Yeah, hey, these games are big, and who you are in these big games matters.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I'll
it
tell
matters.
You, Brady made some weird throws even last week. He did. He got away with it, but their offensive line has played lights out.
Yeah.
Has played so
offensive
well.
Lines. Now, can they block Sue and Aaron Donald?
Well, we're going to find out.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's it.
That game's going to be decided. And if Dante Fowler Jr. decides to show up, because he's getting single blocked, Mike.
Hey.
You know that. With these two guys.
When the Giants had Strahan and Tuck, Belichick pleaded to his team, do not let Tuck beat us. And Tuck beat him because they'd had a double Strahan, and then Tuck killed him. He killed them the whole game.
See, and that's where I think their biggest concern is Todd
Gurley.
They got
a double Donald.
And then they're
going to double Donald. We know that.
You're getting off the bus doubling him.
Right.
And then who's going to block Sue? If Sue
Sue's got to come up
mind,
big. It's time for Sue. Sue might show up in this game.
If he makes up his mind, he will be
like
hard
he played
to block.
That Detroit-Dallas game, that playoff game where he was unblockable.
Like he played against the Saints.
Yeah, he played great. Well, against Cowboys, he played really well. He played well.
These two postseason games, it's been a new Ndamukong Suh.
If he shows up, he can be unblockable.
I text a good friend of mine before the Rams played the Saints. I said, if Aaron Donald and Sue show up, they will wreck shop. And that's what they did. 41 rushing yards on the day by the Saints.
They have got to do that. And you know, this game is going to be a little different because you're not going to power either one of these teams. You know, the Rams aren't going to knock the Pats off the board.
No
chance. They're too big.
No.
You might beat them with a speed
Patriots
play.
Patriots are physical now.
Very big and
they're
strong.
They're physical.
Very
that's
big.
Right.
That's what they believe in.
That's what they believe in.
It goes back. They believe in that. And they believe all, as you know this, Osama, those guys believe everybody on their defense has to tackle. If you don't tackle,
no
you don't play.
You don't play.
You don't play.
You don't play. You get them on the ground.
Right.
Very few yards after contact, very few yards after the catch.
Yep.
And then they just wear you down. And as we said, you pull the pin on your own hand grenade. The Patriots aren't going to beat themselves. They force you to make the mistakes.
Here's a fascinating thing. People look at all these dominant playoff games the Pats have won. A lot of the AFC games have been blowouts.
Yeah.
If you look and analyze the 8 Super Bowl games they've played in,
they've
had no edges in any of these games.
And
they've all
of
been
them,
close.
And all of them have come down to the last few plays.
Everyone.
Even the ones they lost.
The ones they won, the ones they lost.
The ones they lost.
Eli took them from behind twice in Super Bowl 42. He brought them from behind twice in Super Bowl 46. They win last year, the Eagles, because of the strip sack. The two before that, he could have lost either one.
That's right.
Right? If Pete gives the ball to the back,
there's
he wins.
No doubt.
And then the Falcons are down 28-3.
That's right.
So they have not had any.
There's no big margins.
They
here.
Haven't had a margin in any
that's
one of these games.
And that's what I tell people. I said, I'm not surprised when the Patriots lose because they are an average talent team. It's just that they are a great team.
Very good situationally.
Right?
Very good situation.
That's exactly right. So, like, their offensive line is not made up of 5 great guys.
Well coached.
They're just great together.
And,
right?
And Edelman is great.
That's right.
And Gronkowski. Gronkowski is a real talent.
No, he's the real deal.
But
there's no
Edelman
doubt.
Is
there's
an
no
unbelievable
doubt.
Player.
Yeah,
how good is Edelman?
He's got an energy about him.
Unbelievable.
You know, he's a chip on the shoulder guy. I watched him play in college. He was a quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
How good is he?
And I was just like, this little dude. And then they moved him to receiver. I said, you know, he reminded me of that at the time was Antoine Randall. And I was like, this kid's going to be great.
And White.
And, yo, James
White's Preston Pearson. Yeah, remember the Cowboys in the old days
third
had Preston
back.
Pearson?
And,
third down back came
made,
in every time.
He makes guys miss. He moves the chains. He keeps the offense on schedule. That's the bread and butter of their offense. Gronk, Edelman, White. And then Sony Michel.
He's a good back.
They've been good.
They get him to the outside.
They've been good.
Let him go out. Make him set an edge out there. Get him to the outside.
You seen their rushing totals in the postseason?
Crazy. Do you know that in play with Belichick, 50-1 lifetime if a back has 100. Never lost a playoff game if a back had 100. So if they run the ball, they are murdered.
Well, first of all, if they can move Sue and Aaron Donald and run the ball inside, Rams, they know they can't win.
Right.
They know that that's something that cannot happen in this game if they're going to have any shot.
You're going to run right now. You're going to block Donald with two. We know that.
Yeah.
Are you going to run right at Sue?
I think you keep him on the run. I think you get running wide. I think you want to give angles, start wide, then counter. But you don't – that they're not the kind of guy that you go right at. And think you're going to knock them off the ball. I don't see any of those guys doing that to Sue.
I'd like to, if I could see the Rams where the first time Sony Michel takes the ball and he goes wide, that he doesn't get 8 yards, I'd feel good about things.
Yeah, you go. That's
because
right.
Every playoffs, he gets 8 yards every time
that's
he does
exactly
it.
Exactly right. And that's why I think they're going to try to get off tackle. It creates better angles inside for your linemen, and that's what you need, angles. Okay? Because these guys are going to, listen, if Sue doesn't want to be blocked, he's not going to be blocked. So what do? You guide them where they want to go.
This is a game you would expect Sue to show up.
I expect him to show up.
You would. This has been his history in life to
that
show up.
That is true.
It's also his history in these kind of games to get 3 personal fouls.
That is true. He'll pull the pin on his own hand grenade, I'm telling you.
And I'll tell you, Pats don't have an edge on specials either. These Ram guys are good.
They're good.
The punter's really a terrific
good.
Player.
The kicker
and the punter's got a great arm. And
that's
he's
right.
a good punter.
And the kicker's good.
And the kick is good. And his specials are very good. Fossil's kid does a good job with those specials. He really does.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they're very good.
And their kicker was clutch. Good. He was really
good. He was.
You know, the 48 looked like it was outside the post. It came back.
They don't win without him.
No.
They do not win without
and the 48,
him.
You don't see the ball come back.
That's
he drew
right.
the ball back in.
I did thought it was going for a minute, and it came back in.
Very impressive.
The Rams are a good football team. They're very well coached. They've got some veteran coaches to help with Coach McVay. And if Aqib Talib decides against his former team he wants to be a shutdown guy,
he's
got to
be. He's got to be.
Because
the other guy's weak link.
Yeah, that's right.
Really weak. Weak.
Yeah.
Both the two and a three. Peters and Hill, both of them.
Yeah,
I don't trust either one.
You know,
I don't trust either one.
I'm a big Sam Shields guy. I really am. I he can play. Now,
Talib can be great.
Yeah, but Talib can be great.
Can
There's
be great.
No doubt.
Absolutely. He is. And, you know, their guy Gilmore is really good.
Listen,
he might be the best in the league.
If you notice, Coach Belichick, he don't spend money on players unless he believes in.
Yep.
And they definitely don't spend money on players in free agency.
Oh, that's for sure.
Unless but this shutdown corner, that's where
he's good.
Since Ty Law, you know, they had.
Hey,
Ty
he should
Law,
have been the MVP in their first win.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
He won the game. Absolutely.
And think about how good Ty Law was in their big games.
Ty Law was a great player. Great big game player.
I was talking to a writer today because he's on
the ballot. Ty Law was a great big
game. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
So do I. I completely agree.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I totally agree with you.
And they've been trying to replace him.
I watch Ty Law play every day.
They've been trying to replace him ever since, right?
Absolutely.
They've been trying to find Asante Samuel.
They don't beat the Rams without Ty Law.
Of course not.
No chance. They don't get to the game without Ty Law.
That's right.
So he won three or four playoff games by himself, Ty Law.
That's right. That's right. He is tied for as their all-time interceptor with a guy named Raymond Claiborne.
Hey, and, but, Ray,
and,
yes.
and he left early. He left the Patriots. Had he stayed there, he would own that record outright.
He and Mike Haynes were great. Remember Claiborne and Haynes?
Oh, they were great. That's right.
Absolutely. But Ty Law, I remember when they drafted Ty Law. Ty Law was a sensational player. Those first core guys, Ty Law,
That's
Willie
right.
McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi,
Lawyer Malloy.
Those absolutely. Guys were big players.
They were big time
and versatile
guys.
And tough.
And had an attitude.
Willie
right?
McGinnis.
That's right. They were tough.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
tough.
And,
yeah.
And what's called too?
Who's that?
75. The big man in the middle. The nose tackle. Wolfolk. He was great too.
He was
unbelievable.
Absolutely.
He did
absolutely.
A great. Those guys were tremendous
that dude
on
was
those
an
teams.
Athlete.
They did a great job. They won those early ones on defense. They've won
There's
the later
no
ones on. They're
on
like
offense.
The Steelers. They won the later ones on like the Steelers. They
no
became
doubt.
An offensive team. They've won these last ones on offense.
I remember Tom Brady's that first year in 2001. That was the year of the first championship.
Yep.
I think they went five home games without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Hey, he did nothing in those games.
How do you do that?
Tom, let's be honest. Tom will admit that first year he was along for the ride.
He would.
Except with 39 seconds left, John Madden said play for overtime, and they didn't, and they made
the
big play.
And he made the big throw.
He made the big throw, and that's when he came aboard, and he made the big throw.
That's right.
Because John,
this is fun. This is fun.
It's true. He was. That's where Brady became Brady.
That's when Brady became Brady. And how about this? The coach let him throw it.
He did.
So they believed in him.
They did.
You know, he was like that at Michigan. I watched him play a lot in college. But every time Tom came in late in games, he was dealing.
Because Tom had a big game in a bowl game,
he
too.
Sure did. Brought him back.
Yeah.
Brought him back. He was a lot like Joe Montana in that sense.
He had the scars, you know? Though, Tom. But I'll tell you this. Yeah. My doctor, Dr. Steve O'Brien, orthopedic surgeon, former quarterback, he did the physicals at the draft for the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And he told me Tom Brady was the single worst-bodied quarterback he had ever examined. And he said 2 years later he was up in New England because his son went to work. His son Kyle now is the number two man in Detroit.
Yeah.
He worked as a ball boy all the way up as a chief scout, spent 10 years with Belichick. Okay, Kyle. And now Kyle's number two in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He said Tom, 2 years later, he saw him in Foxborough. He looked like Adonis. They had worked on his body for 2 years.
Yeah.
He threw 1,000 passes a day.
Wow.
And he turned him into this player from a sixth rounder into this player.
And his body had matured.
Yep.
You know, sometimes.
And he threw a million passes.
Yeah. Sometimes you can grow faster. Your skeletal bones can grow faster than your muscle structure. And you just don't have the strength. You know, Michael Jordan talks about this early. You know, he was tall, long, and gangly. Wasn't real strong. And then once your core strength catches up and you gain what we call coordination, you'd be surprised what kind of athlete. But we all grow at different stages
in life. No question.
And
he was a late bloomer. And I'll tell you this, just to show you the work ethic, we're talking with Solomon Wilcox, and we'll get to Verasil in a second. Scott Pioli told me this story. He said he's up there, and he was one of the architects of building the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's down here now. And he said, it's March. It's a Friday night. I'm going home to watch the NCAA tournament. It's 9:30, and I look up on the hill, and the practice facility lights are on. I'm like, son of a gun. And you know, as you drive out that one road out of Foxborough, and he said, I got to go back up and turn the lights off. And I'm like, who would leave the lights on and hear these darn kids, blah, blah, blah. So he goes in, and who's in the building? Nets up, throwing ball after ball by himself, 9:30 in March.
Wow.
Tom Brady.
Isn't that something?
In March.
That's right. Where most people expect to be in the fourth throws of an offseason. This is the early phase
and
of an offseason.
He's in there by himself on a Friday night
at
9:30.
God
so
bless him.
That's why he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't happen by coincidence. You know, 10 straight division titles, 8 straight AFC title games, 9 Super Bowls in 19 seasons. It doesn't just happen by luck.
No, you think about it. We've watched 8 straight NBA finals. LeBron's been in every one of them.
There you go.
We've watched all these championship games. Tom Brady's
Tom
been
Brady
in every,
one of them.
That's unbelievable.
You know, when I cover NCAA tournament in my early years of broadcasting, yep. worked in local television, so I got to cover a lot of college hoops. I found myself with Bill Rafferty.
Sure.
With Bobby Knight.
Yep.
And Mike Krzyzewski.
Yep.
And so, you know, I coached little league basketball. So, you know, I'm having fun. I'm like, Coach. And, you know, Coach Knight, you ask him a question.
He'll
you know,
answer it.
You better have time to listen,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so I said, Coach, how do you become a pure shooter? What's required to be a pure shooter? He said, you really want to know? I was like, yeah, I want to know. He said, 1,000 shots a day. I looked at Coach K. He was like, that's right, 1,000 shots. I said, how many of your players come to ask you, how do they become a pure shooter? And when you give them that answer, how many of them actually follow through with it? They looked at each other, rarely any. So what that tells you, and this leads us to Tom Brady and his greatness, you can tell players what's required to be great. Very few of them will do what's required because it takes a lot of work, a lot of diligence.
And I'll tell you this, just to give you an example of this, Solomon, just to, exactly, okay? I did the NBA Finals for years with CBS.
That's
going
right.
back when I was part of the Musburger Mafia.
That's right.
Musburger's doing pre and post the game, Dick Stockton, and Tommy Heinsohn.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
UB Brown was around
I
those
love
days.
Hubie.
Okay.
Still
going
do.
Back.
That's right.
We're in the building, Lakers, Celtics, final year after year.
Yeah.
I saw this scene unplay because we'd have a 9 o'clock game, so we'd be in the building 5 o'clock because you have to rehearse.
That's right.
There's a meal break.
That's
and then
right.
you come back, and then everything starts again,
That's
another
right.
rehearsal. So you have to be there. People don't understand. You got to be there for a 9 o'clock game at 4:30,
There's no
5
doubt.
O'clock.
No
so
doubt.
People don't understand. It's a lot of sitting around
and
on network
beat
television.
And traffic, so you're leaving
right.
home at 3.
So I'm in there, and every game would be the same. We'd be up. We'd do our rehearsal. We're sitting there. So I'm sitting there. I got nothing to do. In would come 5:30, 9 o'clock game. Here would come the rack of balls. Every game. For every single playoff game, rack of balls, ball boy, and Larry Bird. Shot after shot after shot. Hour, hour.
It's like
and
an
a
assembly
half.
Line of getting him the ball
but
back, right?
By himself.
That's right.
No other player to be found.
Wow.
Never saw, only saw one other player in my whole life do it. And that was Jerry Lucas when he was on the
there
Knicks.
There you go.
Larry Bird, before every game, 2 hours before I ever saw another player. Before every playoff game I ever saw him play, I must have seen
stroking
him play
it.
100 games.
Well,
and
you know,
he came out at 5 o'clock every single
greatness
day.
Greatness does not happen by mistake. I could tell you right now. I mean, I watched Steph Curry. He steps across half court. He throws the ball up before the ball gets to the rim. He's already jogging down to the other end. Well, that doesn't happen by accident. And he's shooting his 1,000 shots a day.
When I was a kid, I saw Jerry Lucas when he played on the 73 Knicks.
That's right.
And he was a backup player.
Ohio State.
But
guy.
He was a guy with this push shot. There was no 3-point goal.
Yeah.
He would stand out 15 feet past the top of the key with a rack of balls and make shot after shot
wow.
after shot after shot. And I'd look at it, and Dave DeWitch would say, he could make those in the game.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, he would just make shot after
no doubt.
Shot. Everyone perfect.
That's how you become.
Everyone
you go from good
perfect.
To great. That's how you do it. You've got, just like anything, even in your craft, you got to put the work in.
Varicel, tell me about this. Now, I'm a guy who's had 6 major
wow.
knee surgeries, and I could have used this back in the days when I had cartilage ripped out,
well,
which I did when
yeah.
I was starting when I was 14 years old was my first lateral meniscus tear was
mm-hmm.
when I was 14. Caught my spike in second base.
Oh, wow.
And that was my first surgery.
That'll
Had
do
6
it.
Of them. So how about this with cartilage? Let me hear. Go ahead.
Well, Dara Torres, she's a 5-time Olympic swimmer.
Yep.
She was here with us on the Radio Road today. She's had the MACI procedure. And
right.
we've all have heard about cartilage
it regenerates.
Repair.
It regenerates.
What they do is they regenerate. They take some of the healthy tissue and they grow it on a membrane.
Right.
And then they go back and they replace it. They take out the dead tissue and replace it with the healthy
wow.
tissue. It adheres to the existing healthy tissue and the bone. And so they can replace it. It's your own stem cells.
Wow.
And so you don't have to worry about a match or using a part from a cadaver. It's from your own stem cells. They grow it on a membrane, then reinsert it back into the knee.
Cartilage does regrow, and it also is your shock absorber. This, you have it on
there
the outside, you have it on the inside
exactly
of the bone.
That's exactly right, yeah. And that's what they do with this MACI product. It's made by the company Vericel. They're based in Cambridge, in Boston, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful product in terms of treating cartilage degeneration. Go to MACI.com. That's the website at MACI, M-A-C-I.com.
Good to see you as always, Simon.
Good
Thank
to
you.
See
Pleasure
you, Mike.
To talk to you.
Thank Thanks
you.
For having me.
All right, back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.